Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on February 25 regarding Miguel, M-I-G-U-E-L, Anguera, A-N-G-U-E-I-R-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Anguera as described in the reports referenced above. Pitty is now a 58-year-old male who continues to allege in approximately 2013 he injured his back due to repetitive job duties. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including back surgery, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He continues to receive treatment from Relievis Pain Management. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show he received an order approving settlement on 2/28/20 to be inserted. Period. He then applied for reconsideration of that award. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was then seen by neurosurgeon Dr. De La Soda on 6/2/21. Period. He summarized the petitioner's course of treatment to date, going back to 5/31/13. Period. He also noted the diagnostic studies that had been performed, the most recent of which was a lumbar MRI in 7/29/20, compared to a study of 11/6/17. Period. It revealed multi-level bilateral subarticular stenosis. Period. There was no significant interval change from the prior study. Period. Modic type 1 discogenic edema was again present at the L2-3 level. Period. Straight leg raising was negative at 90 degrees bilaterally, but there was restricted range of motion of the lower back. Period. He also noted the results of a CT myelogram done on 1/22/13. Overall, Dr. De La Soda's impression was lumbar radiculopathy status post, L3-S1 decompressant lumbar laminectomy on 3/18/13. He recommended further diagnostic study in the form of a CT myelogram in the lumbar spine to determine if there was nerve root impingement present. Period. New paragraph, this study was done on 7/27/21 to be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. De La Soda and then participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. His care was monitored by Dr. De La Soda through 10/6/21. Period. He had completed therapy and one epidural steroid injection, with some improvement after the latter. Period. His low back pain was greater than the leg pain. Period. Dr. De La Soda determined he had reached maximum medical improvement from a neurosurgical perspective. Period. Upon exam, straight leg raising maneuvers remained negative at 90 degrees, and deep tendon reflexes were present and symmetrical. Period. The low back revealed restricted range of motion in all directions. Period. However, he was able to walk without difficulty and walk on his heels and tiptoes. Period. Motor testing showed no gross deficits. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal extremities lower. Inspection revealed chafing of the knees bilaterally. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Period. Motion of the right hip was full, but internal and external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full, and all spheres of decrepitous tenderness triggering interlocking. Period. Deep tendon reflex was one plus at the patella bilaterally and 2+ at the Achilles. The rest of that section is normal. Cervical active flexion and bilateral side bending were full to 50 and 45 degrees respectively. Period. Bilateral rotation was to 60 degrees and extension was to 50 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal lumbar sequel. Inspector revealed a midline 3.5-inch longitudinal scar consistent with his surgery. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed to 55 degrees and extended to 50 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully without discomfort. And then normal through. When he laid supine, he immediately complained of neck tenderness that is non-physiologic. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 70 degrees. elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Compare the rest of that section as normal. Impressions. Miguel Anguera has alleged occupational duties caused permanent injuries to his lower back. His early course of treatment will be inserted from my March 2018 report. Period since seen here, he received an order approving settlement on 2/25/21 and then reopened his claim. Period he saw Dr. De La Soda, who had him undergo a CT myelogram on 7/27/21 to be inserted here. Period afterwards, Dr. De La Soda deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement from a neurosurgical perspective. Period new paragraph, the current exam. Found there to be a decreased range of motion on an active basis in the lumbar spine. Period sitting in supine straight leg raise maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Period the latter elicited only low back tenderness at 70 degrees. That is not clinically consequential. Period when laying supine, he immediately complained of neck tenderness. That is also non-physiologic. Period my opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as will be marked. And that's the end.